Well, you know, it is said that the love of money is the root of all evil. And we certainly see this all around us, that there is a potential for the love of money to just take over the minds of men so that they devise plans. Well, you know, I'm Vincent Rhodes, and I did want to talk to you about this issue called the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a plan that is being hatched by the world leaders to get together and reimagine capitalism. So what, instead of having a capitalist world, we're going to have one, or as a socialist world, that would be on steroids. And so this is the hope and dream of these world leaders. And the main world leader is Klaus Schwab. He's going to be the one who's leading this up, along with Prince Charles. They both want this thing called the Great Reset. The only thing is that, is the Great Reset going to be something good for us or not? And this is something that, you know, you have to ask yourself that question. You know, what's in it for us? You know, so that's really something that I'm really curious about. Now, again, when it comes down to God, God says that, you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. These people who are wanting, calling for this Great Reset, these people are nothing more than just people like you and I. However, when you get so much money, it seems that you think that we belong to you, right? So this is something that we have to kind of like think through. Let's think through some of this stuff here, if I'm allowed to think. And so the question is, are we headed for a Great Reset? Will the Great Reset actually happen? Now, Scripture tells us that we will be, even in the end, buying and selling until the very end of when Jesus comes. So it says, Luke chapter 17, verse 28, it says, people will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up until the day that Noah entered the ark. And in this way, it will be when he comes, right? It will be the same. That's what it says in Luke chapter 17, verse 28. It says it would be the same in the days of, as it was in the days of Lot. There, people would be eating, drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. How about that? But on that day that Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. So we're looking at a different kind of society than what the Great Reset is actually proposing. Now, in the Great Reset, they're proposing that people will own nothing because there's so much great pollution in the world that they need to have a greenhouse deal, you know, a new deal with the world, rather. And this World Economic Forum have met together, these rich guys sit in Switzerland. And they talk about all of this stuff, about how they're going to restructure the world and kind of like slices up and give us pieces of it, right? And so in this world, you will actually own nothing. And I saw this on Upward Look TV. I want you to just kind of like go over there and check that out, because the video is pretty stunning. When you think about what they were saying that basically, it's going to be a world in which it's going to be changed, where people will be more like owned by these people, you know, who are going to be in the World Economic Forum. And they will take care of all of the needs of the people. That everything that you need will be given to you. It would be divvied out to you, sent to your home. I think they were talking about that you'd be more happier that way. You know, you own nothing, but you'd just be happy. You'd get your products delivered by Amazon, and you know, maybe Walmart may deliver. And so the U.S. won't be a world superpower anymore. Certainly, you know, none of the governments will be That way there would be one world leader, right? So it seems to be setting it up. Now, I did hear about this in scripture. It sounds like, you know, again, no one would be able to buy or sell except they receive the mark of the beast, right? And so we find that in Revelation chapter 13, starting with 13 and going on throughout the scripture. So this could be that kind of society. But that society really is not going to be here long. It's only supposed to be about 42 months that type of society exists. But these very ambitious world leaders do want to create this great reset. And so what they're going to do with this great reset is they're going to help the environment, is what I'm understanding it to mean. And so it says here that they were saying that the pandemic offered a opportunity to do this. It says this was one of the main themes of the June meeting, that this virus pandemic has created an important opportunity for many of the World Economic Forum members to enact their radical transformation of capitalism, which they acknowledge would not likely have been made possible without the pandemic. So that's what they're doing. So I can just see them raising their fist, their socialist fist, right, to actually get this going. And it says here, they said here again that they have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. It's unprecedented shockwave and may make people more receptive to the big vision of the change, right? So that's what Prince Charles is saying. And I mean, they're just him and Klaus Schwab's have been salivating at this opportunity. They're going to be global shapers, and this program is going to involve a widespread change, basically, right? So the reason they're doing this is so that they can actually help the climate, right? Again, with the climate, they say the climate is changing. I'm looking outside. I don't see it. Maybe you believe it. God bless you if you do. I don't know. I've never heard of that in the Bible, that the climate changes that radically. I did hear that morality's changed and that men would become lovers of themselves and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, more that they become lovers of self, right? And I heard that they become more selfish and lovers of money, right? And I've heard of that before. I've heard of men coming in and creeping in unaware and trying to capture people with their philosophies, with vain philosophies. I've heard of that before, but I've never heard of such a thing as what they're talking about right now. Maybe you've heard of it, but for me, you know, I've never heard of men taking care of you, you know, just gonna give you free money, right? This is what they say. They're gonna give us free money. We're not gonna have to work at all. That we're going to, we're going to become part of their, like a zoo, right? And we're going to be a zoo animal. But look what it says here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you, right? Okay, I don't want to be spoiled. It seems like they want to spoil us. We're not going to own anything. We're going to be just happy. We're going to receive our products. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. We'll take care of you. That's what they're saying. We're going to take care of you. We're just going to deliver your products. You don't even have to come out of your house. Just stay in your home. Watch TV. Enjoy yourself. Don't get in the streets too much. You're ruining our environment, our world. We're gonna just basically have dominion over you. And here is what it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit. How about that? Which is after the tradition of men. The tradition of men normally has been to have us paying taxes, to have us going to war to die. The tradition of men has been to rule over one another, slavery, enslavement. And that's what has been traditionally the tradition of men. I guess this Great Reset won't be any different. But I don't know. Prince Charles seems to be very smiley right there, right? And Klaus Schwab, right? Klaus Schwab. Let's take a look at this guy here. Klaus Schwab. He wants to control us, right? And so he's saying that we'll be much more happier if Klaus Schwab just has our purse. And, you know, he just says, turn the money over to me, right? Just give me the money. And I will be in charge. I will take care of you. The fourth industrial revolution will affect the very essence of our human experience. Thank you, Mr. Schwabs. And so Mr. Klaus Schwabs is going to, how about, let's just sign up for his Twitter account here, huh? So anyway, this is what he's saying here. This is going to be something of a change here. You know, and so it's going to be what we call the fourth industrial revolution. So he's kind of old. I don't know why he's even trying to control anything. It doesn't seem like he's going to be around much longer, but apparently he thinks that he is, and so he wants to make sure that he makes the world more miserable for everybody. Well, I don't know. Who knows? It's a radical plan. The big question is, what does Joe Biden say about this, since Joe Biden is going to be he's the president. Okay, let me not say that. Okay, he's somebody who they think may be the president. Elect. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Everything's going haywire, right? And so so before you start screaming at me, guys, saying not my president, okay? All right. Calm down. I'm just saying. Now, looking at this whole thing, I'm wondering what is going on with Joe Biden. What is he going to be saying about this? I did look this up and I saw it in this journal here, North State Journal. And this guy here, who is Frank Hill, he was saying that this term Build Back Better actually was borrowed from the words that came straight from the manifesto of the Great Reset. That's what he said. He said that basically this was the language that they use, that the wealthy elite use when it comes down to the Great Reset. That's what the words that they use. They were going to build back better. And so it says the elite demand that the entire world embrace socialism and impose higher wealth taxes, which will avoid paying that is given. Let me see. This talks about onerous regulation on banking and industries and pass massive Green New Deals, which would only cost U.S. taxpayers, consumers $93 trillion to implement. Wow. Anyway, they want to bring us into this new socialist regime. Now, we know that when this happens, generally when socialism happens, innovation and ability to have freedom is actually decreased for each citizen. So you're discouraged from even having innovative thoughts or creating new industries. So industries is down because they say now they got all of the widgets in place. But again, capitalism is the thing that actually gave rise to the iPhone, to Amazon, to Google. Capitalism is the thing that gave rise to some of these most innovative companies that we have right now. So, you know, even the mom pop businesses, the cake maker, the candlestick maker, all of these things are made because people have ideas, they have inventions, they think, people are a resource, a great resource. But if we take these people and do what these people are suggesting in the Great Reset, which is to minimize these people and make them subservient to an overlord class of people who want to control everything and run the world, then we're going to have a bunch of a classism, you know, kind of like the serfs of the past, and then we have the kings of the earth ruling over all the people, and then the people being subservient to the king. Now, we do know that scripture says that there will be one king who will rule over them. And so supposedly, maybe this is what's going on. This is the beast rising up out of the mass of people. And that beast rising up out of the sea is coming out into full fruition, where the little horn will actually come up between them. And then that little horn, being the Antichrist, will take over this platform. But for now, these people actually have a plan to actually take over the entire world. This is what they plan to do. Interestingly enough, though, they were talking about Joe Biden's in his rally. He brought this out that we're going to build back better. They were saying that it meant that it was actually pulled from the manifesto of the Great Reset. I can't say whether it is or not, because again, YouTube has this moratorium on giving your opinion, and I don't know, they don't seem to like free speech, you know, so I don't know. I'm just reading the news as it is. So I want to go to this news article here from CBS, and I'd be interested to hear what you have to say, though, about it afterwards, but let's play this one, a news article from CBS, because they give their side of what they think that Joe Biden is really saying. It says in CBS article, they are actually calling it a conspiracy theory, that it's a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden is actually going to participate in the Great Reset. Let's take a listen and see what it has said.
President-elect Joe Biden is weeks away from taking office, but his presidency already has a growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset. The theory accuses Mr. Biden of playing a part in a global economic plan that will ultimately lead to a dystopian society. The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy. To talk more about the so-called Great Reset, we have CBSN technology reporter Dan Patterson. Hi, Dan. Boy, the conspiracy theories are coming fast and furious these days. I can't keep up. So can you explain how the Great Reset conspiracy started and where this phrase actually came from?
Yeah, so this is kind of a mishmash of a number of different conspiracy theories, Tanya, and they all kind of borrow from each other, and some of them have been floating around since the very early days of the pandemic. So the conspiracy alleges an end to global capitalism and a post-apocalyptic future where those who resist the COVID vaccine will be imprisoned. It borrows or takes from Biden's Build Back Better campaign, and then...
Wow, did he say that those who refuse the vaccine will be in prison? Wow, they're filling in stuff that I didn't know. That's amazing that he said that. Let's listen to that again, because where did he get that from?
An end to global capitalism and a post-apocalyptic future where those who resist the COVID vaccine will be imprisoned.
What? Man, do you guys ever hear that before? That's amazing that he's saying that, because I hadn't thought it, you know. Okay, so, all right. So I wonder where they get these people from. It's amazing that they get these people and they can actually sit with a straight face and say these things as if they are totally absurd. If this is happening, if this is happening, if this conversation is actually happening, then shouldn't it be the job of a journalist to investigate all of the people who believe these ideas rather than to just say conspiracy theory? Wouldn't you think that these people who are investigating this particular topic would actually get both sides rather than to go and get some guy? I don't know, this guy looks like he's around 13 years old to me. He doesn't really look old. I mean, there he is. Is he wearing a size 14 neck collar? He looks pretty small. I'm not getting it, but maybe. But he says, he just blows the lid off this thing by saying this, you know. So let's go ahead.
We'll be imprisoned. It we'll borrows be imprisoned. Or takes from Biden's Build Back Better campaign and then kind of amalgamates it with a conspiracy theory about Bill Gates and his plans to vaccinate and track everyone with a secret tracker, along with.
Wow. Wow, that's something. Wow, where is he getting this information from? What would he, you know, I mean, all of this stuff, this conspiracy theory. The thing is that it's very scary what he's talking about. I hope this is not true. Now, scripture does tell us that, again, until Jesus comes back, you know, that people are going to be, you know, doing the things that they normally do, buy and sell. And suppose maybe this whole plan may fail. You know, who knows? I don't know. I don't know. I hope it does fail. But there is something to this if they're talking about it like this here. Again, CBS is giving it to us here in this article. And I mean, they're basically breaking down all of the ideas that most people are having, I guess. And so let's take another listen here.
Part of a New World Order conspiracy run by the World Economic Forum, who actually have.
Wow, then you look in the background, you see this man with his mouth covered, like, you know, and then he's doing all that talking there.
COVID response white papers, policy papers written called the Great Reset. Now, this had nothing to do with the conspiracy, but they kind of took all of those components and mashed it together into this uber conspiracy. The ironic part is if you've never heard of the World Economic Forum, it's a small think tank organization that publishes white papers and policy papers, and they throw events and conferences. One of their events in Davos every year features speakers who are often world leaders or corporate leaders. When you walk through Davos, it's almost impossible to find a socialist. These are some of the preeminent capitalists in the world. So it's a really interesting conspiracy that is kind of evolving in the face of reality.
Okay. So, all right. Well, then, all right. Then he just says that it's just a conspiracy. So anyway, you let me know what you think about it, guys. Wow, you know, there's a lot to this. Scripture does let us know, though, that we need to beware of men. Man, we need to beware of man, you know, and philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of man and the rudiment of Israel and not after Christ. And that's definitely, these people are not Christians, right? They are not Christians. They're not saved. And if you want to be saved, then that's what we have to seek. We have to seek Christ, right? And when you seek Christ, you actually seek to live at peace with your brothers and sisters. And, you know, you change your outlook. And maybe it is possible that maybe these people need Jesus, right? They need Jesus. They need, you know, they need the God of heaven. And they need to repent of their sins and ask the Lord to come into their heart and save them, because they're wretched, miserable sinners, as we all are. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 lets us know that when, you know, all have sinned and fallen short the glory of God, we all have. And we all, there's no one that is good. not on the earth, no, not one. And we do need a savior. And I believe that God is using these opportunities to bring these men, even these rich men, to their knees, to give their life to the Lord. Is it possible that God still wants to save Klaus Schwab's? You know, is it possible that God still wants to save even, you know, over here, Joe Biden? And obviously God wants to save Prince Charles too. And all the rest of the world leaders, you can just lump them all together. This is what God wants to do. He wants to save man. And he wants men to come to him. Because if they don't come to him, then it would be too late. And if it's too late, then they'll spend eternity in hell for ignoring God. Well, guys, I want to ask you, though, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you considered Christ as your Savior? Because time is running short. We can see that the world is changing and that there is a new horizon coming where things will radically change, but only for a period of time. And then the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory will come and he will take this world back over and he will be the Prince of Peace. But he will punish those who are actually, you know, on the mission of world conquest. And so I don't want you to be part of that. So you'd have to repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus Christ. Would you do that right now? Would you ask the Lord Jesus to give you, to give you forgiveness for your sins and, you know, let him become the Lord of your life? And if you do that, he will save you. And that's what the Bible says, you know. So all you have to do is just repent of your sins and ask the Lord to save you. And he will. Well, anyway, you let me know what you think about this. Like, subscribe, or don't. But remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free. God bless.